This episode started out to be about a program that makes it easy for you to find old, forgotten photos that are stored as attachments in your email account. Now, I'm still going to talk about that program, but it's to tell you why you should absolutely not use it.
Welcome to another episode of The Computer Tutor, tips, tricks, and advice from a computer pro, without all the tech talk. And now, here is your computer tutor, Scott Johnson.
Hello, all you fellow computer users. You're listening to the Computer Tutor Podcast. I'm Scott Johnson, and I'm here to help you with your computer. I've been doing computer repair and personal computer instruction since 1999. So whatever kind of computer-related help you need, I'm your guy. You can email me at pctutor@gmail.com or through my website. You can also get the full details for today's show at computertutorflorida.com/048. So let's get started. I'll tell you up front, this episode did not turn out the way I expected it to. Not too long ago, I came across this little program called Lost Photos. Now, since I do a blog, an email newsletter, and a new podcast episode every week, that's every Monday, I'm always keeping an eye out for topics like computer tips, helpful software, that kind of thing. So I made a note of it, and I planned on reviewing it to see what it was all about. Now, the concept behind this software is actually a pretty good idea. Chances are you've had your email account for quite a long time, and over the years you've received emails from friends or family or coworkers that have included photos as an attachment to the email. You know, maybe it was some kind of funny family picture or photos from a wedding, you know, that kind of thing. I've had my Gmail account for almost 10 years now, and over that time I've sent and received a lot of pictures. So there's very likely a lot of quote-unquote hidden treasures in your email account, pictures that you have actually just forgotten about. This program called Lost Photos goes back to the earliest days of your email account and looks for any emails that have pictures included. Then it displays those pictures and makes it easy for you to share with other people, like on Facebook or Twitter, or by sending them, again, in an email to your friends. So I liked the concept, and this was the week I planned to install it and do a full review. Well, here's what happened. I went to lostphotosapp.com and downloaded the program to my computer. They have versions for both Windows and Mac. And they claim that the program will work with several different email services, like Gmail, Yahoo, AOL, AT&T, Rocket Mail, and a few others that they had listed there. So once I had it downloaded, I clicked to install the program. Now, as I always do, and I advise you to do as well, I was proceeding very carefully in order to avoid any spyware or adware programs that could be unintentionally installed on my computer. You know, all it takes is a momentary lapse of focus, and all of a sudden you've got a bunch of new junkware programs, pop-ups, toolbars, and all kinds of things that cause computer problems that people pay me to repair. Well, I got to the end of the installation, and it looked like it was going to finish without anything sneaky going on. But then it happened. A window opened up, offering me the chance to download this program called Fastest Chrome. It's supposed to make your web searching go faster. Now, I didn't install it, but I can virtually guarantee this is not something you want on your computer. It even talked about using a different search engine called Better Google, which means it would probably change my default search engine as well. But what really told me everything I needed to know was the way the window was presented. In the middle of the window was the end user license agreement. You know, that big ocean of text that's written by lawyers that no one ever reads. Well, under that, in the lower right corner, is a big, bold button that says Agree. Over in the bottom left corner was another button that said Decline. But the Decline button was ghosted. It looked like it wasn't even clickable, even though it is clickable. So, you know, probably 3 out of 4 people will see this window and just instinctively click on Agree, thinking that that's part of the installation process, and they don't even know that they just agreed to have this crapware installed on their computer. So I just clicked on Decline and got ready to go searching for some lost photos in my email. But hang on a minute, they weren't done yet. Another window appeared. This one was offering me a browser toolbar called Default Tab. Now, its claim was that I could have instant access to searching the internet from any web page. Never mind that I can already do that without their stupid software being installed. This window also showed the same big, bold Agree button and the ghosted out Decline button. But in addition to that, there are some other options up at the top of the window. Now, this is something else you have to watch for. This is another sleazy way these companies try to scam you by putting their junk on your computer. They use poorly constructed, confusing instructions in the hopes that you're going to make the wrong choice and install their stuff. The instruction at the top read, and this is exactly what it said, "Browser that will be updated, period. Select that you don't want default tab installed on, period." That sentence doesn't even make sense. Then right under that, they list Internet Explorer, Firefox, and Chrome with a checkbox next to each one. You know, at this point, I was getting pretty fed up with this process. It was looking a lot more like a scam than a software installation. I finally guessed that I should leave each box checked so that the three web browsers aren't affected, and then I clicked the decline button. So finally, the installation was over. Now, the icing on the cake is that when the program ran for the first time, the very first thing it asked me for was my email address and the password to my email account. So after the blatant deception in the installation process, now they want me to trust them with my email password? To me, you know, that's like getting mugged and handing over all your money. But before the thief leaves, you say, "Hey, wouldn't you like my social security card as well?" You know, when a company incorporates deceit as a standard part of their business model, that tells me everything I need to know about that company. They are not to be trusted. Now, I will admit, there have been a few times where I've navigated a tricky installation and then kept the software because it was worth it, especially if it was free. But in this case, there's no way I'm going to trust these scammers with my private email password just so I can download some old photos from my email account. Of course, that's just my opinion. You're welcome to make your own choices, but now you at least have all the information to make your decision. You know, this past week, I got a voicemail from my friend David, and here it is.
"Mr. Johnson, this is David. Well, I'm not calling you in anything in regards to the computer. I just saw your video, and there was a number. I was calling you to inform you that that was a very nice video which I have seen in the YouTube, and I have enjoyed that, and I got inspired by that. Thank you so much for doing this."
David called in on the podcast voicemail line, and you can too. Just call 727-386-9468 and leave a message anytime, day or night. Well, I hope you have a great week, and I'll see you back here next Monday morning with another computer tip. Well, that wraps up this episode of the Computer Tutor Podcast. I hope you enjoyed it. If you'd like to contact me with a question, a comment, or a suggestion for a future topic, you're welcome to do so at my website, computertutorflorida.com. And while you're there, sign up for my free Monday morning email newsletter. If you have a computer problem, give me a call at 727-254-9078. In many cases, I can take care of a problem remotely, so it doesn't matter if you're here in Florida, up in Maine, or way out in California. I'd love to help. Thanks again for listening, and have a great week. God bless.